For my part, there was great joy, satisfaction that the true story finally was being told, that Emmett Till had been exonerated. He had done no wrong. From then on, when I would go out to tell the story, I would not be confronted by people suggesting that my cousin got what he deserved. Yeah, people actually have said that, or suggested it with their skeptical expressions. One such experience happened at my own high school, when I was invited to talk about the story and my personal connection to it. One male student asked, "Why are we here? Till misbehaved." That kind of reaction is so disturbing to me, for obvious reasons that go beyond my own personal relationship. First, the facts had been distorted. Second, even if you believe that Bobo had been out of line, what about due process? Some process that might investigate claims and decide on the appropriate punishment. Instead, dismissing Bobo as a wrongdoer who deserved what he got basically is a way of supporting people who take the law into their own hands. In my experience as a public speaker, there are many people out there who seem to accept that idea. That is part of the reason why I had been suffering on multiple levels for so long, trying to convince people that I was the one telling the truth. That even though the media kept repeating the story Carolyn Bryant had told, that didn't mean it was true. So I felt a deep sense of relief that Timothy Tyson finally had gotten this woman to admit that she had lied. Even so, while there was great joy in the revelation, there was great sorrow just because of the reminder of the injustice. The reaction to that injustice is what led to the position taken by so many others after hearing the news, including members of our extended family. As you might expect, there were calls to go after Carolyn. Investigate, prosecute, lock her up. No doubt about it, I definitely wanted justice too. I mean, no one should get away with murder, or with playing a role in a murder. Any role at all. Anybody at all. No matter how old they might have become. But what did justice require at that point in 2017, some 62 years after Emmett Till was murdered? What did justice mean for the survivors, the family members, who have lived with the unbearable grief of loss every day since? How does our system compensate for something like that? What about others who have come to learn about their own place in our society, their lower status, by way of the Emmett Till story? So many others over the years limited their options for fear they'd be punished for stepping out of their assigned place, for simply trying to behave as equals. Would locking up Carolyn Bryant Donham, in the court of public opinion if not a court of law, balance the scales, make it all even out somehow? As far as I was concerned, there was a certain amount of justice even in that. The full spectrum of these views was covered by the news media. As you might expect, members of my family were asked for our reaction. I was hoping that one day she would admit it. So it matters to me that she did. And it gives me some satisfaction, I told the New York Times. My interview with WTTW, the PBS station in Chicago, went even further. Brandis Friedman, host and correspondent for the station's Chicago Tonight, spent quite a bit of time going deeper with our family, as she had a couple of years earlier during her coverage of the 60th anniversary of Bobo's lynching. Among other things, I talked about the power of the lie that gave Bobo's killers the justification to do what they did, since that lie fed into the racist narrative of African-American men portrayed as rapists, I said. So now my cousin can be painted in a different light. Cousin Ollie Gordon talked about how the enduring pain of our family mirrors the pain of so many other Black families. Each time a book comes out, or the story of a movie comes out, wounds are reopened in our family, she said, fighting back the tears. Subconscious grief comes back. Sure, his mother's gone, but her spirit lives within me, she continued, referring to Emmett's late mother, Mamie Till Mobley. I don't think a day went by that she didn't cry.